This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment.
Hey. Hey,
it's Kitty Cat Cappuccino.
It's Pat Cappuccino.
Whereas I'm John.
No. And this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. We're live in the studio with one of the most special people on planet Earth.
Yeah, right.
Come on, John.
Seriously, I'm pathetic.
John, you already know.
Like, you just have to be nicer to yourself.
I actually really need to hear that today.
We're live in the studio with the John Early.
Okay, just before we started, I started saying favorite part of the
show. Back to business.
I know. I'm going to get misogyny claims.
Yeah, well, you're being misogyny to me.
Yeah.
No, you thought you were saying.
Okay, the Danny Kane Showstopper music video begins with all the girls in the recording studio with Diddy. And Diddy is, like, setting them free for the night because, like, in the world of the music video, he, like...
Oh, that hasn't aged.
I just want to be clear. I will not be talking about Diddy on this pod.
And Diddy comes in. He's like, all right, you girls are done for the night, but don't go out partying now tonight. And they're like, yes, Diddy, we won't. Oh. Music starts. They all start glamming up to clearly go out on the town, completely disregarding what Diddy just told them. And then there's just this moment of like Andrea.
Which one is she?
She's the one with like a really good voice who was like, one of the OGs with Aubrey.
Kind of small.
Yes. And like gorgeous girl. And there was always like a counterpart to Audrey where it was like Audrey was almost like, I mean, I'm so sorry, Aubrey was always getting like.
It's okay.
I know.
You're good. I'm so sorry. Aubrey was always getting the attention, but on Andrea was like the voice. And so anyways, there's just a shot of her like in the mirror with an earring, like doing that. You know what I mean? When a girl like holds the earring up to her ear and looks in the mirror to see how it would look.
Yeah, yeah.
I just was like, that's so chic to do that.
That's art.
I just want to say, I think they deserve a lot of credit. And also, I think music generally at that time for that.
Totally.
I think that can, there's a lot of that in music today. And it can be traced back.
Why didn't it work really with Danny Kane?
Like, why didn't it work?
Why didn't it
work?
But
it did.
But they weren't international. Like, Diddy set out, and I know you don't want to talk about Diddy, but I'm sorry. Like,
but Pat has to talk about him today in a positive way.
But like when that season of Making the Band came out, like Diddy was out to make the next Spice Girls. And like they did not achieve that.
I also don't think that culturally, I think the culture was moving on from that kind of a girl group.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like,
Do you think we're ready for another girl group?
I don't know. Mm. I will say the problem, like, I have really did a huge Spice Girls dive recently.
Oh,
I had
so
a
good.
Really, really vivid dream where I was literally pitching to them. Like, it could not have been more vivid, where I was like, we need to do, and actually I'm worried about saying this because I don't want someone to take this idea.
Yeah.
But also, it's fine.
Keep it to yourself.
Okay. Well, but I'm talking about it.
Well, just rush, right?
You had an idea.
Just right.
I had an idea that I pitched to them like a true, like an HBO style, like prestige doc. It's like one episode per each of them.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
Doesn't that sound amazing? Wow. But it was because I watched the
White on set?
Beckham.
Oh, Beckham.
The Beckham thing on Netflix. Oh. And there's all this beautiful footage of them from that era,
it's
like
the best
backstage.
Ever. Yeah.
I was like completely rocked by that. And I just, I mean, come on. Like, they actually had fun personalities.
They were the
I
best.
Know. We didn't know
and
enough
like,
about them
and
at
now
the time.
Those, and now every kind of like you know, tailor-made like by Simon Cowell or, you know, whatever, yeah. girl group or group. All those groups, like, why don't they even try to differentiate their personality? Yeah. They're just like different
I
shades
know.
Of like Beach Wave.
I know.
you know?
I know. Like, what's the most recent is Fifth Harmony?
But they that's all, the same thing.
Yes. And they all, but they differentiate themselves by leaving the group one by one for solo careers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was such a defender of that song, Work.
It was so good.
Work.
Yes.
Work.
Run, run, run,
money. I didn't know that one.
You can work from home.
It's like, leave your job and come
home. Was that a pre-pandemic? Work
yes,
from home.
And, yeah. that, you know, and that's crazy. And
yeah,
that's why
foresight.
They invented
yeah.
COVID.
The plot of the song is leave work and come fuck me.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a plot.
Hot.
Yeah.
You know, it was such a, I'll never, ever, ever forget when I first started having SEX for the first time. And I was in college and I would Google chat my boyfriend and be like, let's, I wouldn't type sex. I would say, let's do exclamation point after class.
Oh my God.
Wait, one exclamation point?
Instead of saying I'm horny, because I was still like kind of shy in my sexuality,
yeah, yeah.
I would go, I'm exclamation point. And I'd be like, come over after
that's
class.
That's cute.
And so, like,
that's
11,
really cute.
11:30 a.m. Like, that was everything. I've never been hornier than I was then.
But did he come over at 11:30 a.m.?
Yes. Like,
wow.
We were like,
oh, see,
special.
I didn't,
he's married now.
I know, me neither.
I've never had sex. I mean, I just want to like you say stuff like that. I'm like, have I had sex?
I couldn't even say the word, John. I said exclamation
okay,
point.
Sure.
Exclamation point.
What do you think of the trend of people saying S-E-G-G-S?
I've literally never heard
it's
that.
It's for TikTok.
It's for TikTok to,
oh,
to
cool.
prevent censorship.
Yeah.
to prevent censorship. They're like, segs.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to post clips. They're like, my labia's out. And they're like, banned.
I didn't know that.
You can't talk
TikTok.
About sex on TikTok.
I know
it because
I follow
you.
A Christian influencer who's parlayed into being a sex influencer.
Whoa.
But within the confines of marriage.
Oh. Is that Bethany?
Bethany and her husband just came out, not as gay, which he definitely
no.
is.
Wait.
He came out as atheist.
And what's his name? Oh, wait.
Dave with Dave with ridiculous. Two dots over the – D-A-V with two dots over the A.
No E.
Wait.
So, okay.
What?
So there's a woman called Bethany.
Girl defined.
Is
you,
he like,
you need to know
is
about
he
them.
Swedish or something?
No, but he's gay, for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
And he –
Swedish or gay?
She's like – they got married when she was like 36 and he's 23. And he's clearly – well, is this so mean?
And that's okay.
Wait, oh, should I not be saying someone's gay? It's the meanest thing you could say about someone.
That person – Pat? That person's gay.
No, but apparently I haven't, like, I used to follow them really closely, but
he came out as atheist.
He's atheist, but she's staying with him.
This is really juicy.
And her yeah. whole thing is Christian.
Like, they used to do
yeah, they're
videos.
Like purity ring.
Her and her wow. sister uh-huh. used to do videos of, like, how to wear makeup in a godly way. But now she's saying, like, the Christian's guide to sex, to segs, because, like, she's like, we need to, as married Christian women, like, love sex because God made it for us as married Christian women.
Mm.
God made sex for married Christian women.
Coming out as an atheist, how does that play into the whole thing?
I forget because I didn't hear it firsthand. Like, a fellow follower of them, like, told me.
This is all alleged.
Yeah. Did
yeah,
you said,
yeah.
Did you hear Dave is atheist? And I said, wow.
Wow.
I
wow.
said, holy wow.
He played, I think, a ukulele song at their wedding for her.
Oh,
beautiful.
My God. Was
beautiful.
It was it the Somewhere of the Rainbow, like the ukulele version?
I think it was an
probably.
Original.
Oh, whoa.
Anyways, definitely check out their work.
Okay.
John, how are you?
Yeah, what's going on?
Because we haven't had, you on the podcast in 1992, I believe.
When was that?
That was like
must have. That was when I actually was kind of happy back then. That was like 20.
No, I don't want to hear that.
That must.
I'm actually
well,
happy
then,
now.
Well, explain why you're absolutely radiant.
I'm happy right now. I'm happy.
That might have been 2019.
Actually, the past 4 years where we can all admit.
Yeah,
insane.
Yeah. They were hard. They were
yeah.
tough.
Yeah.
But that must have been 2018.
I think it was early 2019.
And we were, I was yeah. so starstruck too.
Oh my God.
Because, you know, and we won't say it, but we know fans first and then after the fact.
After the fact.
And you told, it was about, you were talking about jeans.
Right.
Okay, yes. Well, Pat recently confronted me about
that. Yes. Oh, did, what happened?
About like how I said, which I, of course, have no memory of.
Totally, because I was just, because I didn't, because it didn't matter to you.
Well, yeah, to me, it was so insignificant.
Right, because everyone who wasn't you know, huge was insignificant to you at that time of your life because you drink because you got drunk on your own sauce.
Oh my god!
We were in such a bad studio. I remember, like,
yeah. we were in a long table. Yeah, in like downtown LA or something.
Long table. Anyways,
but I apparently said something to Pat about your skinny jeans.
You said I would never wear them.
Okay, let's. Okay.
Well. I was telling the truth.
Totally.
If that's a crime, lock me
up. No, but did I not admit that, like, it was projection because I...
It was so clearly projection.
It was so, like, I still had shame from, like, my college year. Like, being in New York in, like, 2006 meant American Apparel.
I'll never forget being in Williamsburg, American Apparel. They didn't have any jeans larger than 28-inch waist.
I know.
And he said, maybe try Urban. He said, maybe try Urban.
Urban's so small, too.
This man looked at my eye and said, maybe try Urban.
Oh my God.
Would you wear a deep V back then?
I never did full deep.
Okay.
I did, but I wore the Vs, like, constantly. And
I'm worried that's,
little...
like, coming back.
I love a crew.
Yeah.
Is this crew? Yes, I love
Crunette. You're good.
Thank you. It's classic.
So, since then, how have you been?
I've been good. But I think the pod, it was so great. But I'm glad we can, like, really pop off now.
No, totally. Now we're safe. Yeah. We're family.
Yeah. So, John's come on as my bulking coach.
Have you talked about this on the pod?
Have I talked about my bulk on the pod?
You said you're bulking, and I don't know what that means.
Listeners don't like when I talk about the gym because they say I've adopted a classic mean gay personality.
To be clear, this is one person.
No, it's a It's a small passionate. Listeners. It's a small passionate community.
I'm on a journey to not take things like that one person say. It's really hard.
It's really crazy how lodged.
I mean, I know word for word. I know every person who's been even lukewarm towards me.
Oh yeah.
I will never. Me too. Ever. How could someone be lukewarm towards you?
Get out of here.
Jealousy.
It happens.
Really?
Yes.
Intense.
I mean, this
jealousy.
Who is lukewarm to you?
Bleep it.
No, I just, like, I'm talking about, like, literally the biggest disease, and I have to, before you know, pivotal moment, I have to mute my own name on Twitter.
I know.
Because
you can't look.
Kat, I have literally started, because it's just where I'm always desperate for one more, we all want one more thing to be addicted to keep us in bed longer.
So are you still on Twitter? Okay. I kind of miss it, to be honest.
But do you really tweet?
It's not good.
Do you tweet or just look?
I just look. I don't even tweet.
Tears rolling down.
No tension in the face.
So you get alerts?
No.
Okay.
I literally turn on my phone in the morning. And I it's like Instagram, Twitter, email, whatever. And then I'm like, well, I could also name search. It's just something fun to do. And
I know. Name search. And it's... Let me ask you,
it will stay in my head for weeks.
And this is the real sickness? Do you do this? This is the real sickness that you have to go to the hospital for.
No, yeah. I'm scared.
When
you search your name by the different
asterisks.
Yeah. Well, let's see if I put an asterisk here instead of this letter.
And
literally,
my God.
Have you not done that?
I have, but I haven't looked at that for years because it was so bad.
Yes. Yeah.
When you get involved with the asterisks, then you have to go to the hospital.
Because when you are female, and I say this with so much love, when you are female presenting, it's a whole other level.
It's harder for me.
It's hard for everyone.
No.
Huge fight.
Well, I think maybe we even talked about this, although I remember zero content with the podcast, but I've really felt that being a collaborator with Kate Berlant.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Just the difference.
Do you think? Yeah.
Oh, the people are just on your YouTube videos over the years and Twitter and yada, yada.
Oh, my God.
It's like,
yeah.
It's just insane.
That's how I used
to. It's so different.
That's how it always.
I think the only difference is that, like, then the incels come for the women specifically.
Yes.
And it's a whole other section of the internet.
Totally. I don't get a lot of hate. I just occasionally get, like, a kind of, like, grad school gay who's like,
jealous of you.
Yeah.
Say it again. Say jealous of you.
Jalois or whatever. Yeah. I don't know if that's French, but
it is.
No one here speaks French, so we're good. Don't worry.
No one listening speaks French.
No one what?
No one listening speaks French.
No one listening has ever spoken French. That's not true. Because I'm going to Paris.
Oh, really?
I'm doing a show in Paris.
Wait, really? Let me
tell you this. I know one person there. So if anyone listening lives in Paris or knows a person there, Please send them. Mue.
Should I travel? Should I travel?
Je m'appelle. Come with me.
Should I travel? When are you going?
Je m'appelle. I'm going in June.
My name.
June. I wonder if I could.
Keep me posted, dude.
Wait, this is so what are you doing it in like a bistro?
I do. Bless you. And bless you.
Don't sneeze when a woman's talking.
Shut the fuck up. And God bless. And God bless. I don't know. I assume like a little black box theater.
That's so cool. How do you book shows in Europe?
John, I email every person I work with and I go, please, please, please help.
Yeah,
help.
Yeah. I've never tried to do that because I'm also actually kind of scared of just like bombing.
But did you tour after your special?
That's private.
You were touring before, right?
I toured right up until the day it came out, literally.
I have nothing.
Because I was like, I can't. Yeah, I was like, I have to ring this material up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's so crazy. You release it and then you're like, okay, I know I can't say any of that again.
Literally.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's no rule, but I can't.
And that's why I'm batting people.
I feel like there is.
There is a rule. Yeah, there's an unspoken rule. And let's talk about
that. No, there's a rule. Let's make that a spoken rule. Yeah. Or at least spoken about. I think the rule is like you can't do it on TV again. But there's no rule that says you can't go to a bistro in Paris and do what? You know what I mean?
Oh, Interpol. Bistro in Paris is getting 2016 material.
Interpol comes in.
Don't even joke. God. I don't know music.
Apropos of nothing, I'll say that Budapest is where World Track and Field Championships were in 2023.
If I hear one more thing about track and field, I actually think it's really cool.
So
it
my
is cool,
first...
and guess what? If you listen to it for 5 years, someone will send you free shoes.
Yeah.
Brooks?
You heard that?
Whoa.
My knee cracked when I did that.
Are those very like orthopedic, like good support?
So they far, so like good. Yeah, I've only worn them a couple of times.
So John came on my bulking coach along with Claudia because I'm doing a bulk because I really want a huge ass. Mm-hmm. But my fat doesn't go to my ass, so like it has to be pure muscle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So in order to get muscle, you have to eat more.
And then do squats.
And then, okay.
And so my first 11 weeks of my bulk, I did lose 1 pound. No, my first like 5 weeks.
Can you believe?
But no, then it's actually hard to eat.
Yeah, no, it's
once
painful.
John and Claudia came on, I gained like 6 in a couple weeks.
And what's your method?
You basically go to a restaurant and eat whatever you want.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, and you do that constantly.
Well, you are, and I know you won't want this mantle thrust upon you, but I am going to thrust a foodie.
Yeah. Listen, I'll take it. I'm not.
Take it and run with it.
It is, I guess, the most accurate term, but like it's not. Cause like there are connotations. Do you think I
think that like,
when we are out,
yes.
Do you think that I am annoying about food?
No, I think it's exciting because
I think
know,
it's a cool hobby.
I know that I won't.
And passion.
It's a passion.
I won't ever
calling vocation
know what to get. So it's like y'all take care of the ordering, which I love.
Which I love.
That's
by
so
the
fun.
Way.
And then
it's so
I'll
nice
say
not
is...
to have that third voice.
Totally. And then like I will say like after I eat food, like I'm so not discerning. I'll like my vibe with food is like, oh my, like all food is so good. I'm like, I can't believe I'm eating. This is so cool and special.
And before he met you, actually he only ate wraps.
I know.
No. I love chicken Caesar.
Exclusively
wraps. No. Turkey club.
Oh my God. I do love a turkey club.
It's
so good. It takes me back to like being at Friendly's. Do you have Friendly's where you're from?
I don't think we have Friendly's in the South.
Do you have Friendly's?
It's not our culture.
But I know what that is.
Totally. They have wraps. They have wraps, but they're special.
For me, wrap is like when you're getting out of the pool.
Oh.
And you're just wet with your hand. You're getting out of the pool and it's wet.
Oh, really?
That's poetry right there.
Wow.
So fun. The fries are soggy, but you don't.
I've never had a wrap near a pool.
There's
you know
still
what
time.
I love? I love like a poolside like burger.
Oh,
yeah.
Heaven.
You know, cheeseburger is my favorite food.
And have we had cheeseburgers?
We
no,
haven't.
You and Claudia have. Yeah. Cool.
What do you think? What's the best cheeseburger in LA?
What do you
May
think?
I ask?
Okay. I had one that, and I, you know, I feel slight shame participating in the, you know, Smashburger trend.
Okay. Yeah.
Why?
That's not
it's
right.
so good.
But that's not
it's
what I
so
reach for.
No, it is good. I need
for.
To get over. Like, obviously, I have a lot of, like, it just, you know, there's such a, we're in like big Smashburger moment, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And like, but it is good. There's a reason why.
It's not what I want when I want a cheeseburger.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, yeah. Let's just pin that because we're going to come back to it.
I'm going
to
go.
It's here's what it is. I'll do. You know why that they're special, right?
No.
Okay, because they're smashed. But
why is it special?
But here's why. When you smash it, yeah. When you smash the, it's science. When yeah. you smash the patty, you get more. Like it creates these like lacy edges. They ooh. Brown more. Like if you do like a big thick patty and you put it on a grill, only a little bit of it is going to get brown.
Right.
And the brownness, is where it has flavor.
Like the fat, juicy.
Yeah, it gets like caramelized. So if you smash it more, there's more surface area to turn brown. So you're getting so much more good. Flavor. It's real. It's not like a subtle thing that only like I would understand.
Totally.
But I had one. For the Win is really good.
So we get, For the Win is so
good. For the Win is really good. But I had one.
It's a place called For the Win.
For the Win.
But here's my problem with For the Win.
Okay.
Like the vibe. I can't stand the vibe in there.
Oh, I know.
Like,
I'm scared.
I can't stand the, okay. I can't stand the vibe in there.
You don't have to. We don't have to get into it.
No. We will get into it. Like, I'm a huge fan.
Me too.
And I've told people. I'm responsible for their business. Okay.
Totally.
But
is it bad that am I canceling a small business?
Oh, it ain't a small business.
I know, but
maybe it is. I don't know. Help. whatever. I have no fly zones. Okay.
Yeah. Totally.
So,
totally.
But I think I know what you're talking about. There is this. There's a term that my ex-boyfriend, dear friend, coined.
Shout out.
Called, and I think this is really brilliant. Sneaker food.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like, it's, like, kind of this, it's, like, the kind of food that it's, like, it's approached in a similar, and by the way, I say sneaker and your foot starts moving. That's interesting.
It's something to think about.
It's something to look
later.
At.
Later. But it's, like, a kind of, like, it's this kind of, like,
stop.
These like a
you
like
said a thousand words already.
Like a fresh boy, like a fresh sneaker, yes. Kind of, like, waiting in line for sneakers. Like,
yes.
Like, kind of, like, it's very millennial, and it's even visually like it's like blocky, like the food is like blocky. Mm-hmm. There's like big, like there's lots of like sauce, like block. It's like for kids. You know, like I can't. It's hard to describe, but it's like fresh products.
I mainly mean like when I'm going to a restaurant, like I want to be in a booth and taken care of.
Yeah,
I want dim lights.
Yeah. White tablecloths for me.
Yeah.
I want like 80s opulence.
Yeah.
Can I ask what your favorite fry is? Like type of fry.
Oh, I thought you were saying like restaurant. I love like a Burger King, like the scuffed up Burger King fry.
I'll never forget.
And you know what I mean by scuffed up? Like the kind of grainy texture of a
Burger
King fry.
Yeah, it's almost like
Burger King fries are different. Like what?
Like it's almost gold. Okay.
Burger King fries taste.
In my mind, Burger King fries are cold.
I remember like I keep having these memories.
Not mealy, but like a little bit like.
They're not mealy.
I kind of think they're.
I think McDonald's like.
I love McDonald's fries.
One time, like my cousins lived in the next town over, and they had a Burger King in their town, and we had a McDonald's in our town. So like they never got McDonald's, and I never got Burger King. But one time they were over our house, and they had Burger King, and they were like fries like on the floor of their car. And I used to do like a prank where I would, when they were leaving my house, I would hide in the trunk of their car, and then like halfway home, I'd pop out and be like, "I'm here." We thought it was so funny.
That's so funny.
And so then, like, when I was going into my hiding spot, like, there was like Burger King fries on the floor. I think they were probably a day old.
Yeah.
But I was like, I never get these, and so I started eating them on the floor. And I was like, oh my god, these are so good. And then what I took from it is like. Burger King fries are even good cold.
Oh, interesting.
Whereas McDonald's fries are so bad cold, they're mealy cold.
I know what you mean.
Burger King fries are crunchier.
Yeah.
They're a little thicker.
Totally.
But you know what I don't like is when like one of the edges has like the brown potato skin on it.
I have to say I kind of like that.
You like that. Fair enough.
But I know, yeah.
I think the kind of fry I like isn't very popular.
What?
Kind of like thin, soggy.
Thin, soggy.
Like...
Like shoestring, that like wilted shoestring.
Sometimes. I had such good fries at
Or like double fried. Like, you know what I mean? When they're like really thick.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we're not connecting. It's okay.
No, it's okay.
That's okay.
Listen, I love waffle. I love curly. Like,
oh,
I
curly
love,
cute.
But I'll tell you this, the Burger King thing, I've learned a trick and everyone can try this at home.
Yeah.
Is like after you, if you make potatoes, you like to get the Burger King effect. And this is something from my ex-boyfriend. He taught me this.
Wow.
You you after you parboil the potatoes, you
wrong crowd.
So, yeah, sorry. After you boil, like you pre-boil the potatoes before you put them in the oven, okay, to get them cooked first.
Okay, I don't think my mom did that.
You have to listen. I'm literally like, what? How? Because you then toss them in a colander so that the edges of the potato get scuffed up.
Oh wow!
Like from the holes in the colander, you know, and that gives you that Burger King scuff. And then when they're frying in the oven or on the stove, they have lots of little edges that get like crispier.
That's interesting. Do you cook a lot?
Yes. But how did you learn that?
What's your specialty?
Who told you to do that?
His ex-boyfriend. Pasta.
Did your ex-boyfriend teach you?
That, yes.
Did he teach you cooking in general?
He taught, like, I would say I had the passion.
Totally.
Like, whereas he has the, like, this, he understands the science of it.
That's a fucked up power dynamic. I'm so glad
No, it was
that.
Grooming. It was grooming. I look back at it now, and I didn't know it then.
Totally. Well, you don't know what you don't know.
I was groomed. Yeah. I was groomed.
To scuff those potatoes. Do you have a nice kitchen?
Yes.
That's great. That's so great. That's my goal, my dream. Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable talking about the fact that we were both gay baited recently?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We were gay baited by a person.
Oh my God. I do feel comfortable, but we will not say his name.
Because I don't know it.
Can I see an image?
There's no way.
We don't have one. I don't have one.
Wait, did it happen to you at the same time or separately?
Same night.
Separately, same space.
Yeah. Oh, at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I love to party. Invite. I do events.
Wait, so how long have you been single? How long have you been single?
I guess technically for a year and a half.
Wow.
Were y'all on and off? Were y'all together for
We were together for a very long time.
And now you're really friends.
Together and very, very close.
That's so
friends.
Nice.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That can happen.
Have you been friends with exes before or was this a special situation?
I've never really had, this feel like a special situation. I've never been in a relationship that long.
Yeah.
How long was that?
62 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
we're really
just
excited.
Getting on the edge of like shit or get off the pot territory.
No, he never proposed. And I said, get out.
The ultimatum. The queer ultimatum on Netflix. Did you watch that?
What is that?
It's the best show of all time.
Ultimatum. So there's
the queer ultimatum.
There's a show called what? The Ultimatum.
Oh my God.
And there's a queer version?
It's, yeah. It's exquisite.
There's okay. Here's what I'll say. There's no gay guys on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
And I can say that.
Oh, was that hard for you?
Well, I.
But yeah, that's actually, he didn't like it because of
wow.
that.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Entry point.
I did not like it. I couldn't watch it.
Sure.
I never started.
I couldn't get enough of it. It was so juicy.
I just like when there's gay guys.
Totally. Gay guys are rock. Gay guys rock.
Gay guys rock.
I love gay guys.
I was recently, okay, I was going to go home. I haven't been home to Houston in a long time, and I was like, Mom.
I did not realize you were Houston.
Houston, Texas.
Pat checks out fully.
Okay, just quickly,
the Alley Theater.
Of course.
Did you do stuff there?
No, I mean, that was the professional thing. I've been to Zilker Hall. That's where the Tommy Toon Awards were.
Oh, my God.
Do you know about the Tommy Toon Awards?
Well, I know about Tommy Toon. But
Who's Tommy Toon?
Do you know about the Jimmy Awards?
Wasn't he Danny in Grease on Broadway?
Maybe. He was like a Broadway star from the 70s.
I will be so embarrassed. I don't think he was.
Well, you just...
Like a Broadway... No, that's how we are.
Yeah. Actually, take it out.
Tommy Toon was a Broadway star, but... Do you know what the Jimmy Awards are? Like the High School Musical
yes,
Theater Awards?
Of course.
So Tommy Toon is the Houston-specific version. And if you win the Houston version, you go to the Jimmys.
Go to the Jimmys?
No. Oh. My brother did.
What?
I have an actor brother.
I hate the
brother.
Culture around the Jimmy Awards.
You got to meet him. He's fabulous.
Oh, my God.
But that was at... That was all over the... Wait, actually, it wasn't at the Olive Theater. It was at the Hobby Center. Anyways, that's where I'm from. But...
Where are you from?
Nashville.
You're from Nashville?
Have you spent
similar
time with the
kind
theater?
Of cities, I feel
Centennial
like.
Park. Green is the color of the
wait,
grass where I used
Centennial
to...
Centennial Park? I forgot about
because
this.
We were listening to Invisible String.
Oh, right.
And green was the color of the grass where she used to read in Centennial Park. She used to think she would meet somebody there.
I grew up really close to that park.
Are you serious?
Yes. And it's where the replica of the Parthenon is.
Gold was the color of the leaves when Taylor showed someone around Centennial Park.
This is a huge thing, which we discovered the other night, which is like Pat is a lover of lyrics.
Yeah.
He comes to music lyrically, which is so interesting. Which is, by the way, what you're supposed to do. And that's to music. I literally do not absorb lyrics.
The rhythm drives you?
The rhythm
you're driven
drives
by
me,
the rhythm.
Baby. I am.
I can see that in your work. You're driven by the rhythm.
Thank you. And you can see that in the kind of absolute incoherence of the text.
But don't you think that I'm borderline tone deaf?
Next.
Do you think I'm borderline tone deaf?
Yeah, but you're getting better with age.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, Pat was saying, he'll sing just above or below the note in a way that's like defies
It's almost harmony.
Odds. It's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Well, he'll sing a song and I go, that doesn't sound anything like the song.
Totally.
And that's why I'm borderline tone deaf. He's like, that's what the song is. And I listen to it. I'm like, I see where you thought that was the song.
Totally.
I too come from a lyric forward space.
Wow. See, I'm so jealous.
That's how we get together.
Yeah, that's how we get together.
That's how we're dating.
That's how we get together sometimes.
So we fuck. It doesn't matter.
Yesterday on the pod, I sang Stick With You because I was recounting that when I was a senior in high school, I got in a car crash to Stick With You by Pussycat Dolls.
I'm gonna stick with you.
Imagine the artfulness of getting into a car crash to that song.
That is, I have a car crash song.
What's your car crash song?
Which is that I was driving with my like secret boyfriend in high school.
Okay, that's very exclamation point after class.
Yeah.
You have. I'm starting to think you have had sex.
You guys are right. It was my secret boyfriend, kind of like it was secret from my parents, you know. And it was horny, you know. It was great. I'm glad I had that.
Wait, do you know what you just reminded me of? The clip you've posted before of you on the news as a high schooler saying that you
me too.
Do you know that?
That's exactly what I thought of too.
It has become such a staple. Like I now constantly quote it. We know what sex is.
Yeah,
I say
we know what sex is.
So how did that come to be? Like they came to your school and they were like, "Excuse me, sir."
Yes, there was like a local news station in Nashville did a piece on like teaching abstinence and like what do students think about like abstinence education in high school or like sex education. Well, I think it was specifically about abstinence. And then they came to my school and I guess she was a guidance counselor.
Yeah.
Picked me and this other girl because we were like, I mean, the other girl was not a theater girl, but like I was a theater kid, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think she, and it was just, you know, she knew I would like to be on camera.
Yeah.
But like we were 14.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you pick a senior?
Totally. Dad Stain is a 14-year-old. It's like, cool.
And just to talk about sex to ask me, clearly gay.
Yeah.
To put myself on camera and be like, sex. Like, it was crazy.
I'm sweating.
It was horrifying. And of course, I had nothing. I wasn't prepared. I didn't know what they were going to ask me.
Oh, my God, it's so
but
cruel.
But I'm like, the clip is really amazing because you really see my wheels turning. And I'm just like, I'm just trying to be like a good student.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I have like braces. And my hair is like.
Oh, my God.
It's like just chopped.
Hey, Gosling,
and you can play like the xylophone on my esophagus. I'm like full. I'm so thin, and I'm like, but I'm like, and, like, we know what sex is. Like I'm like trying, and I'm also panicking because I'm gay, and I'm like,
and I
like don't want to seem like a virgin, but also want to be like a good student. So like,
it's
just
a brilliant
like,
social experiment to like do that to a child. Yeah.
And for those who haven't seen, what is the quote that you give?
I say, I'm like, we know what it's. I go. It's not like we don't know what sex is. We know what it is. And it's like, I had not held a hand at that point.
Wait, who's your secret boyfriend? How did you meet him?
Okay, so.
How far did you guys go? did you sleep with him?
Get him in the sack.
So, you know what's so good about your laugh, Pat?
Oh, I hate it.
No. It's because I have a shrieking laugh, too.
Uh-huh.
But mine's
cacophonous and like. It's not human.
Pat, it's amazing. It's amazing. But like, your laugh gives me.
You guys are being
me...
so annoying about it.
But it does. I feel self-conscious about my laugh. And when I hear your kind of ish laugh, it helps me let mine out fully.
Okay, good. I'm glad I give you that permission to have levity.
It's, yeah. thank you. Okay, what was I saying?
Did you sleep
the
with
boyfriend.
This?
The boyfriend. So,
yeah.
Oh, and I, car crash.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna beautiful
stick
mind.
With you forever.
I'm gonna stick with you.
So good.
My voice, thank you. So his name is Spencer.
Spencer.
Was so dramatic. His name was Spencer.
He passed.
Is,
and we would
is.
Still be together today.
Stop it.
So I was friends with these girls from another school.
Coolest
class.
You know, the best. Like, it was like, they were like one grade older than
Thank
me.
Thank you.
And they were like, very, you know, they were like the thrift store girls.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
how'd you meet them from theater?
There was like one kind of mutual, one girl used to go to my school.
Incredible. That'll do it.
Yeah. And but they were the best. I worshipped them. And they like, and then there suddenly was a new gay in town. And it was him because he was in a play with them. And he was a year younger than me, so I groomed him.
Wow.
Stop it.
The groomy became the groom.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a reason why you fell.
Groomed people groom people.
Yes,
stop
exactly.
Stop it.
It doesn't make it okay, but it's context.
So we just basically, like, I started, guess I could drive, and
how
couldn't.
Did it start, though? Because you're closeted.
I'm getting there.
You're closeted. You know what sex is.
Is that my Spindrift? And no offense.
I believe it is mine, but.
There's no way.
Okay, maybe this is mine.
I just want one sip. Okay.
They knew I was gay. I was out to these girls, and they knew that they knew he was gay and that he was a gymnast.
Oh, wow.
But he wasn't out to anyone. And
oh,
so
goodness.
It was very, like, I was, like, the mentor.
Totally. Yeah.
I was I'll give you rides home.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll, like, take you to play practice. Like, you know, but it was so, it's such a funny, like, dynamic because I was, like, trying to be the kind of, like, good person, like, the mentor, like, kind of helping him, like, ushering him out of the closet.
Yeah.
And, like, and yet he was so much more, like, he was so much more, like, sexually adventurous.
Really?
Well, yeah, than me. Like, just so much more, like, comfortable with sexual. Mm-hmm. Like, but I kept trying to have this kind of status thing of, like, let me kind of teach you about, yeah. like, being gay. And, like,
breathe out.
And but he was just so much more, like, kind of, like, fun and, like, yeah. you know. And, like, but I used to.
Was he hot? No offense.
Yeah, he was hot.
Cool.
Back to car crash.
Yeah.
So I gave him a ride home. We were doing, like, so sweet. We did, like, there was, like, a local, like, college, like, a art school, like a Watkins art school, whatever. It was, like, cut all of this. I'm kidding. leave that in because that's fun. But we took, like, a printmaking class one summer. Isn't that cute?
That's very sweet.
Like a 6-week print with all those girls.
Oh, I love
the thrift store girls.
It was so fun.
I wish you had included them in your special.
That was fucked up of me.
Yeah, just I always say dance with the girls that brought you.
Yeah, yeah.
Why cast others when you have these people that are supporting
totally,
you from day dot?
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Like, oh my god.
Were you out to anyone besides the thrift store girls?
Yes. I was out to all my friends.
Wow.
Yeah. And like every teacher and not my parents.
Yeah.
Like every teacher was like, hey girl, to me.
Oh my god.
Voguing down the hall. And then I would get in the car and my parents were like, but they of course knew. But
were they very no sex till marriage because of religion?
No,
that's so funny
that's
that your
so
parents were like.
Rare and beautiful.
I'm so lucky. My parents were. It's Presbyterianism. It's not.
That was my favorite. I mean, you having them in your special was absolute heaven on
earth. Isn't it the sweetest thing
ever? I
just
wish we could have had that with the thrift store.
Shut the fuck up.
It almost highlights their absence.
Yeah, totally.
So many your parents were like that, but you still like get a camera and like talking abstinence on cam. You know what I mean? Because were they like, we don't care.
Wait, who?
Your parents were like chill about sex, but still the clip. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Still the clip.
I think they knew that it was so funny. And like, they just like, and to call any attention to it would have humiliated me.
Oh,
so they just kind of let
it so hard
happen.
Being,
it's so
being
hard.
Anyone.
It's so hard.
But like, I start crying. Okay. I'm just picturing myself in high school, like, the way I was. We're in the car.
Whatever. I'm driving him back from printmaking class. And of course, I drive about 45 minutes with the parking brake up.
No.
And I'm like, this feels weird. Like, literally, like, just like, why is it all, like, sticky? And being like, trying to counteract the weirdness. Just, like, going uphill. It's like, what the hell? The car is like smoking. And then the brakes start giving out. I'm stopping at stoplights and I'm like, oh my, and I felt like I had a roller skate on my foot and my foot was going through the car. It was the scariest. And of course, and I see the brake light on. I'm like, oh my god, the brake light's on from the parking brake. But I go, something's wrong with the brakes.
Oh my god.
And I keep like coming to these intersections and barely stopping in time. And instead of like I would, again, 16-year-olds should not be behind the wheels.
Oh my and God. Me, I shouldn't either.
No. But like, but I literally, it's like I should have pulled over. Something was clearly wrong, but I just kept being like, something's wrong, and driving.
What was the gymnast being like?
He didn't know anything about it. He was like, okay, you know. And then we
he's
get
in a full split.
Yeah, he's like,
he's like, and then we like get to an intersection. And I'm like seeing the cars stopping at a stoplight, and I was like, I cannot stop this car, and I literally looked at him, and I was like,
No,
instead of trying to, instead of trying to fix it, like my adrenaline takes me, instead of going, okay, like activate, like what do you do? Like figure this out, like do the safe thing. God. I go to full just like shame. I was like, I literally took my hands off the wheel. I was like, I can't stop the car. Of course I can't stop the car. I was like mad at myself. And then we just slammed into a stop car at the stop. I mean, thank God it was a red light too, because yeah. I could have gone through an intersection. But like I slammed into a car and I was like, oops. And then like the cops came and they had me pull into the gas station. And I pulled into the gas station, and then like the cop comes up to my window. I rolled in the window, and I was like, "My brake light's on."
No, no.
Well, no, no. First he goes, "Can you turn on the car?" And I turn on the car, and it's like, and I said, "Yeah, yeah." And I said, like full volume. I was like, "One second." That was the music connection. I go, my brake light's not on. Something's wrong with the brakes.
No, no.
And he goes, yeah, I was like, it was on when we were driving. Like, I have a brake issue.
No.
And he goes, can you put down the parking brake? And I was like, oh my God. And I put it down. The brake light turned off. And I was like, fully my fault.
Oh my God.
It was
the Super Bowl this year must have been bringing back those memories.
God, I loved him. I was so proud of him.
It was heaven.
It was insane for me to feel pride for him, but I was like,
totally.
But I was like, there was something where like he is not, and is he a listener?
Of course.
Well, we love him.
He used to be, we don't know if he still does.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of the Forever Dog days. Usher, here's the thing with Usher.
Uh-oh.
Well, I just like, it's so
by
funny.
The way, Pat, tread lightly.
Yeah. Well, it's just like so, because his whole
oeuvre. Do not go to Paris with Kat. You'll humiliate yourself.
Was like, I've cheated on so many people, like so relentlessly, and I don't feel bad.
Oh, wait, didn't know that. Did he cheat on Chili?
Just every song was like, I can't believe I cheated on you and had four babies with four other women, yeah. But please don't be mad at me. I don't want you back. Like, it's always that. But I think that's cool.
And had you been lyrically driven, you would know that.
Literally, I don't know that because I'm just like,
I'm actually haunted to this day by something I heard one time on the radio that deals with Usher, which is that I was on the way to a graduation party senior year. Unless this is like, there was a sweepstakes for Usher tickets, and a woman called and she won the tickets. And they're like, "You're going to Usher, you have one ticket." And we hear like, someone in the background just like screaming, so excited, like, "Oh my God, I'm going to Usher!" And then they're like, "And it sounds like your daughter is pretty excited." And she goes, "It's my son." And I'll just never forget.
That makes me feel that it's real, because I always thought those were fake, the sweepstakes.
Yeah.
I know. Well, what's definitely fake is when they try to catch cheaters on the radio.
Well, do you know?
You got caught.
I was caught.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
Really?
For money. Do what?
For money. For money.
Wow.
I used to do that with Nicole Spezio, friend of mine.
Who's
pod. She listens to the pod.
Friend of the pod. We have to have her on.
You should.
So funny.
She's so funny.
I remember seeing her at your shows. Early days.
The early days in Manchester.
At Joe's.
And she has a pod that's so funny, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But she and I used to do, like, in our early 20s, we used to do, like, you get $50 a pop. It was honestly a great deal.
Yeah.
Like, because it was, like, 15 minutes of work. You would call in. They would call into a radio station at like 7 a.m. It's hell, that part.
Yeah.
But like you call into a radio station, but you're just from home, and they give you the scenario, and typically like, and they're like, okay, you cheated on your girlfriend. We're going to be calling you. You'll pick up. And like,
oh my God.
And we'll ask you a question. And then Nicole's going to come in and like, you're not going to know she's listening.
So you're playing straight.
Like, fuck you, blah, blah, blah.
I've never even heard of this.
It's a thing, it's a phenomenon. Yeah. So Nicole would call in and be like, yeah, my boyfriend's cheating on me. Like, I'm pretty sure he's cheating on me. I don't want to find out. And they're like, okay, well, we'll call him right now. And she's like, God, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so fun. That was your job.
Yes.
Do you know how a common way they catch the cheater is like, they bring the woman on and they call, she's silent, but they call the cheater. And they say, you've won a sweepstakes and you can send roses to anyone's house. Oh. And then they see if they send it to her.
Which is like, that would never happen.
I know. I know. You won a bouquet of roses. Yeah, like,
can I send it to Carla?
Carlana?
Yeah. but I literally was constantly playing a straight guy.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And then she would be like, what the hell? I'm like, wait, what? She's on the phone. And I always, they would always give me this note where, like, I was always so preoccupied with, like, trying to make it more believable this would even happen. So I would always focus on, like, wait, you've been listening in? I kept focusing on that. Like, they wanted me to get straight to, like, I'm sorry for cheating. Or, like, whatever, man. Yeah. But, like, I always was like, wait, you called the radio station? You were just listening this whole time? That's insane. Why would someone do that? Like,
wow, you did just sound so beautiful. Straight.
Thank you.
Right.
Do you think you could play
Austin
straight?
Butler.
Can you play straight? Do you think you could? Can you play straight? And can I play straight?
I would absolutely love to see you try. I think that would be like, you have to try. Have you ever done that?
I have to try.
You must have done it in your improv days.
I know. In improv days, I always was.
When you're improvising, having a girlfriend.
I was a sim.
Ska Yahoos?
I had a girlfriend in college.
Oh, okay. I was thinking out.
She would go on to become a stay-at-home fiance.
Which is, of course, my goal.
But no, in improv scenes, I always, like, I come on, like, hey. And then no one knows if I'm a gay guy, a woman, or, like, this is my normal voice and this is how I talk. And so no one, like, I'm always, like.
No, this always happens to me, too, where I'm playing a woman in my head.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, and then he's gay. I'm like, wait, no, that whole time was a woman.
Wait, to circle back.
I love For the Win.
Yes, I love For the Win. I love For the Win, too.
I genuinely think it's explosive.
I just mean, like, it's so good.
Hollywood.
Oh, I haven't been.
When I say bad vibe, this is what I mean. It's so good that when I get there, I'm so excited to eat it. And then, like, because it's so good, there's, like, a line to get in usually.
You pay at the counter?
Yeah.
I struggle with that.
There's generally just an issue right now, and this is a global issue. This is not specific to For the Win. It's an Instagram food culture thing where it's, like, things are now lit for TikTok, Instagram. Oh. Things are, like, designed for people to be on their phones being like, today I'm trying the top three burgers in LA. Like, like it's all for that.
I know. And for me, it's like not for that. For me, it's not for that.
It's for my
pleasure.
It's for friends and it's for bulking.
So did you gain 6 pounds via our bulking coaching?
During your plan, During your plan.
Oh my God.
And I know you came on here because you want to promote.
That's always my plan.
And I know you came on today because you want to promote your bulking program.
Yes, exactly.
I was going to ask in the aftermath of the car crash, like, were you in trouble? Was it scary? And then how'd you guys get together?
Well, no, exactly. Like, I was so, that was the scariest thing was, like, now my parents will know I'm giving this guy a ride.
And had you hooked up at this point?
I have to be real. Yeah. I have to pee so
Go
bad.
Pee.
Okay.
That's encouraged. That's encouraged.
That's encouraged. We always do it.
We will.
We always do. And we'll talk about how it's.
Don't threaten us with a good time.
I wonder if we'll watch the eclipse.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, you guys. Okay, Pat, everyone record.
Are you recording? Yeah.
Everyone record your own audio.
Okay, guys. Do you have this? Yes, we're going outside to get the eclipse with LA-based comedian John Early, and we are
Brooklyn-based.
Formerly, yeah.
Check, check, 1, 2. I have my own audio going.
Wait, so much
I
has happened in the last 2 minutes.
Are you with your audio going? Let's clap.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Wait, you guys have to press the button. You have to press the button.
Wait, and no one look at it. No one look at it.
Right? I'm gonna look at it.
Do you have glasses? Okay.
I'm gonna look.
Okay, everyone, channel's been good.
We're adding this to the
channel. Good. Okay. Okay, so
I'm noticing it's a little bit darker. It's a little bit darker than usual.
Wait, I'm like really fucked up from this.
Typically at this time it would be a little bit lighter. No, it's definitely different. So what's going on is it's definitely different than typically.
Don't look at what?
Careful.
Wait, this is black.
Wait, I'm scared.
Look right up at the sun.
Look up at the sun.
It's that way. I don't look, Pat.
I have to. It's that way.
Oh my god!
Let me try.
That's so cool.
Okay, wait, you see it?
Yeah, it's so cool.
Wait, really?
I can't believe that's real.
I looked at it again.
I didn't.
Do not forget to submit your private audio.
There's it.
It's my EOD Friday.
Whoa!
Wait, oh my god!
This is genuinely amazing.
Okay, I'm having to see it.
What? This looks like a Solange concert. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's so beautiful. Oh my god, I'm so scared.
I know, don't look. Wait, I should do this.
Yes, that'll do it.
I don't care that much.
Wait, you don't care?
I don't care.
Okay. Don't look at it.
I don't care as much.
Shocking. Are you like rocked?
I just thought it would be cooler.
you don't feel totally like
totally
down to earth, like I'm an alien?
I don't care.
We're so small. Everyone, hold on. We're so small. We're so small.
It makes me feel normal.
We're so small. We're so small.
So the moon is in front of the sun.
Uh huh. Okay. Get mooned is what the glasses.
It is interesting that you can see it with these.
Do not.
I never care about things.
That's okay. It's good that you know.
I know.
I'm scared. Because you, I listened to a podcast this morning that said you don't feel your retina burning. You just find out in a few days.
I've been staring at it. I've been intermittently looking up.
No.
I don't believe it's really
bad. No.
I drink Diet Coke. I don't believe it because of
cancer. Eclipse truther.
You better be careful.
You better work, bitch.
You
need a mother
body?
No,
I didn't
know the video. I don't know. See? You can work,
bitch. You're such a Britney. And we're live outside of the studio.
So now we're moving back in.
We've all
had our own different reactions to it. John's and Catherine's were very similar.
I just think...
I didn't know what to expect. This is the thing. And then it was so beautiful.
Me too. I genuinely didn't understand.
Because in 2017, when there was one, I couldn't get glasses. And I was in the one hotel rooftop with my ex-boyfriend. And there were no glasses.
My eyes are hurting.
Did you look up without the glasses?
Pat!
1,000% in 10. So I did look up another glasses.
We are absolutely rocked.
We're going back in.
Okay.
Oh my god, my eyes are being weird.
No.
Pat.
That's not how it works.
You guys, no.
Pat, I listened to a podcast that it's going to take days and weeks for you to feel the effects.
Admire my eyes feeling weird.
I'm so glad we did that though, as a group.
That was so special.
Oh, I love that.
Now, what was so crazy is that you went to the bathroom, I looked at my Apple Watch, shout out, and I thought my dad said, call me Catherine. So obviously, immediate heart attack.
Yeah.
But what it said was, call me Charlie, which is my brother who thinks he has the flu.
So it was a family emergency.
Okay.
So it was like, call me Charlie so we can talk about this, I assume everything's fine.
So he thinks he has the flu and he's texting the family?
That's how we do
That's
it.
That's really sweet.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the movie?
Well, I just want to acknowledge the movie, but we do not need to talk about it.
Do you want it to come up organically?
I think yes, leave this in.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So
Jones, is there anything you want to acknowledge?
Really quickly, can everyone say how the eclipse made them feel?
Yes.
So I get a troubling state of like, why don't I care about anything? Why am I lost in apathy all the time? I didn't think it was cool, but I'm not a visual person. So when things look cool, I rarely care about it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my reaction was, that's not what I expected. That's so beautiful. I really hope I'm not hurting my eyes. I'm a hypochondriac. I don't want to hurt my eyes.
Yeah.
And John?
First of all, I really respect your non-response and you being honest about it and not just jumping straight to like, whoa.
Totally. Because of course it was tempting to do
Straight
that.
To yes, Woe because is a good title.
Straight to Woe is like my autobiography.
Really?
Because I jump. I jump.
Yeah.
But I also think in the jump to Woe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, it's like, it's a little fake until you make it. Like if you like sometimes if you're always just like full, like, well, I'm not gonna feel anything.
Yeah, I
then,
know.
Like sometimes you have to like kind of go, whoa, and then like halfway through the wall, you're like, whoa.
I know.
And you really start to feel it.
I do have constant anxiety that I'm not feeling the things I'm supposed to feel.
That's really normal.
Yeah.
And I'm that way too, because I grew up going to lots of church stuff and being at like being parts of ceremonies where like right. funerals where you're like supposed to be you know
crying,
like moved
hands
and,
up in the air
like and I just was always like I don't feel it
both times both when I graduated from high school and when I graduated from college. I woke up and I was like, this is so stupid. I told my mom I'm not going and she started crying and my dad yelled at me
about church,
about graduation.
Oh,
I don't like ceremonies.
God. Yeah.
But now
because you don't like the pressure to feel the thing you're supposed to feel.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It feels coercive.
And that's why I don't like weddings, too.
I remember being at a church ski trip in high school and like being in the worship ceremony and like wanting so badly to like really know what they were talking about. And then convincing myself, I was like, you know what? If I saw God's face right now, I would cry. And like picturing like the face of Jesus and being like, that would make me cry right now. I get it.
And did you cry?
No, but I was like, if I saw God's face, I would cry.
She didn't see the face.
I go, but I'm there. I'm on that level. Yeah. If I saw God's face, I might
God's
cry.
God's face is so interesting because it's like...
Praise.
The idea that God has a face.
Yeah.
Well, the image that we're all bombarded with on a daily basis.
Yeah, God's face. Beard.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, I see
and
what you mean.
And white.
Totally.
Why?
Straight white man, why? Straight white man, why?
Interesting.
You know, when I went straight to Will recently, I was getting dinner with, shout out my boyfriend Brian, and they brought this like giant cookie that like we'd seen on Instagram.
A pizookie?
A giant pizookie? Cookie?
Oh, like a pizza cookie.
That's like, there's some some restaurant in LA that everyone, it's like, if you grew up in LA, it's like Kate knows this. It's like, it's for your birthday party. You
I
get
see.
A pizookie.
I said
pizza
that.
Shaped cookies.
All I'm thinking, going. All I'm hearing is bussy, but yeah, it sounds like that. But it comes and like, it looks so good. So I think I go, and then we start chewing it. I'm like, and he's like, it's not very good, is it? And I'm like, wait, yeah. But I was going
straight to Woe.
Mm.
I just went straight to like, all I'm hearing is bussy is like a conservative woman's like memoir. Like, all I'm hearing is bussy. Like, the gays have gone too far. Yeah. Like, culture is like, all anyone's like, all I'm hearing,
is bussy this, bussy that, bussy by the way.
It is all I'm hearing though. But I do, like, I wake up in the middle of the night, like, gasping, thinking about moments where I've done, where I've been, like halfway through someone's sentence before I've heard the information. I go, or like no, you know, and I'm like.
I know.
But that's appreciated. On the other side, that's appreciated.
No.
I know, but it's.
It is.
It's bad.
I do that all the time.
I think some people need a lesson. I have a few friends who, like, I love to death, but I feel like tell me if you agree with this or not. When I'm asking for advice or I'm stressed about something, usually I just want them to be like, it's okay. It's going to be okay. Whatever happens, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Where some people give advice where it actually makes you feel like worse.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
This is goes my, this. My feeling.
What do you think?
Yeah, what are you doing? Instagram?
Ask him what he thinks. Ask him what he thinks.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
What's happening?
No, I sent a screen grab of something to our mutual friend.
Of the eclipse.
Your mutual friend, Claudia, because I just sent her the screen grab and I was seeing what she said back. I just have something to do. It's like literally
something to do.
It was when you were having your family emergency. I sent it just as something to be like, well, what about you? John's in the bathroom. Catherine's mother has the flu. What about me? What's my story here? Oh, I know. I'll send this screen grab. Oh, I know. Let me pretend to be spinning out about this screen grab. It's something to do. And then
some of this is usable. Some of this is usable.
Yeah, exactly. Salvage. Yeah. We're mining for gold over here.
And then she just responded. So I was reading her responses.
What does she think? If you feel safe sharing.
Let's see if what I can say. And this is in the podcast.
And let me check out my family.
She said, Jesus Christ blank sent you this. Maybe he bored me as insane. Assuming this has spun you out completely. But it hasn't.
No.
But
no.
I was like, but it's like, that's what I miss about when I was spinning out so much is like, it was something to do.
It was, yeah, of course, something to feel.
Yeah, something to feel. And now
Straight to Woe.
My dad says, don't look at the eclipse today unless y'all have special real glasses.
That's so sweet.
We did it.
My God.
Oh my God! We gotta get you on this thread. You'd love it. Brother has the flu. Anyways, so your reaction to the eclipse was Just gentle wonder, would you say?
I have recently been more. I think as I get older, and so you'll get there.
Totally. Well, we're
the same age. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's scary.
I know. Wait, because are you 35 or 36?
35.
Okay, I'm 36.
Okay, so I have one more
year. One grade above.
Yeah, because, one grade.
Because growing up, you were grade above us.
You know that I think this is the funniest thing in the world, saying grades still.
that's what we said.
It's so funny
because
to me.
Can you imagine him being a senior when I was a freshman? That changes things.
Wait.
I was a senior when she was a freshman.
Whoa.
That changes things.
So you were in eighth grade when I was a senior?
Wait. Yes.
And I was saying we know what sex is.
Yes. Yeah. She was in eighth grade when you were a senior.
And that changes things. And now it's the same age.
But it's the same.
And recently someone on Grindr
who
who was a freshman when I was a senior kept calling me boy.
Right, did you show John?
Yes.
Yeah.
What the man was talking with?
Yeah.
Not going, can I show it to you? I go, send. It's fun to see.
You gotta.
Anyways. Wait, what do you want to acknowledge, John?
No, I think there's more. I have a few questions.
Okay.
Yes, I felt as I get older, I do feel more wonder around stuff like that.
And I was going to add to piggyback on that. I was going to say, does that go in line with like, you know, now your dreams are coming true. Your dreams have come true. Do you feel like you care less about work and more about the wonder of the world? Or do you feel like you just want more work?
Always more work.
Yeah.
But I it's honestly probably like it's probably shroom based.
Really?
Chocolates or regular?
I've only done shrooms like, you know, in like a big old dose, like hiking.
Not so
like
fun. My girl.
And it's been a while. But like I've had like a couple experiences in nature via shrooms where I've been like what I do love about shrooms is like the feeling of like that your like response to nature is so crazy. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of like the intensity decreases, but it kind of never leaves you a little bit.
Really?
So like even this plant I find so beautiful. I'm kidding. Because it's plastic. It's plastic.
I went straight to well. Do you want me to go straight to well? I go. I think that's so
straight
true.
Do you title your episodes? Because this could be straight to well.
Straight to well. We do title our episodes.
Unless you want to save it for your memoir.
No.
Straight to well is so funny. I did shrooms like one time, but it was like with my high school friends, but we were like just out of college.
Yeah.
On at like a Long Island bar. And like
you were at a bar.
Yeah. And
that's,
like
no.
And they didn't give me enough. Like they didn't give me enough. So it wasn't even microdosing, but it wasn't like
can't
a true
be
dose.
At a bar, yeah.
And then like literally like I thought I was like tripping on mushrooms, but like just you know when you like you know when your widgets you like hold something down, the widgets start vibrating.
I thought it was widgets.
I don't know what a widget is.
It's like literally the icon on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very like.
They were doing that. They were doing that. And I was like, oh my God, like I'm on shrooms. And someone's like, no, those are this. And then I was still closeted. We went to like a straight strip club meeting. It was woman.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you like other drugs? What's your relationship with drugs?
Loving other drugs.
I really want to watch it. I've never seen God. That.
Is that Miss Anne Hathaway?
I think Hathaway. I think you see full
of Anne.
Frontal. Yeah.
Her bus.
I think you see her bus. It's she's so funny. So... Yeah, someone saying pussy and a gay guy being like, oh, so like a girl bussy.
There should be a word
bussy. Yeah. like a bussy hurts.
you see a lot of Jake in that too, I think. Maybe.
I'd love to see a lot of Jake
maybe
in the title.
See his,
a lot of Jake.
I think you see his bussy in it.
Really?
No, you don't.
His bussy.
Yeah.
There's a bar on.
Me thinking you didn't hear me right. His bussy. That's a good title, Jake's Bussy.
Wait, what drugs do you like?
Oh, I like weed.
If you feel safe talking. Oh, do you like weed?
Yeah, I have a, you know, I don't. You have, I'm,
you,
have, I'm,
you indulge. You engage. It works on you.
Yeah.
It does.
It doesn't work on me, otherwise I'd be into it.
Yeah.
Someone sent me like weed liquor that I'm curious to try. It's not booze. It's not booze. It's like THC.
Oh, I see what you
mean. A drink.
Like a shot.
A drink. I wonder if it works as slow as gummies.
Mm.
Huh. Something to think about. This summer I was doing like a month of shows and I was like, I'm not gonna drink. So I got really into having a weed gummy before bed because I can do it when I'm alone, just not when I'm with anyone. And then, like a cartoon, every night I had a pint of Ben & Jerry's. And I was like, I thought I'd lose weight not drinking. And then every night I was like,
oh, I know. No, it's dangerous.
It feels so good, though. It's like the cartoons say.
Yeah. It is like the cartoons say.
What do you think about cocaine?
I don't do cocaine.
No. I wish I could do cocaine.
John,
that's what I love.
People In my 30s, people in New York are so casual about every second doing cocaine and ketamine. Do you find that with your friends?
I find a K. Well, yes. No, I do find that, actually.
Yeah, it's just so like casual. I'm scared. Yeah, I'm a good girl.
Well, the fentanyl stuff is so genuinely scary. Real. Like, literally, you know, I've tangentially known people who have died. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like...
It's horrible.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
But also just like it made the when I've done it, it I did once have a kind of euphoric response to it where I was like, I was falling in love with someone too.
Really?
I was like, and I was like, it's happening, we're not, it's on. But other than that, I'm like, oh cool, I have to shit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Goals. I literally would die to shit. I'm like...
No, see, my life is completely ruled by that. So it's just
you're
like...
You're so lucky. Last night at dinner, I revealed how often I shit. All three people at the table gasped. So I'm so curious. What are you working on now?
What do you want to acknowledge?
Well, it's so weird that I'm here.
It's so weird.
And it's timed so perfectly with the release of Stress Positions.
Tell us everything.
You're so lucky you're friends with a media gay who can give you this platform.
Oh, please. Oh my God. Well, you know, I want to say I love the photo of you at Sundance. It was so chic. I saw a photo of you in a big coat.
Oh, thank you.
That is the Hollywood dream, John.
I know. Well, I was really sad because I wish I hadn't worn these glasses with that coat. The whole point of that coat was supposed to be like, I have everything else is preppy and dignified, mm-hmm. and then I have the crazy coat on top of it.
It was it supposed to be like, so good.
But then I put these on just because it was bright.
Yeah.
And and the flash bulbs.
Yeah.
And
John,
I looked,
John.
And I looked full Matrix. And I was like, I did not mean to do Matrix.
Oh, I see.
As an outsider, I saw it and I was like, that looks so cool. And that's the Hollywood dream to be at Sundance with your movie in a big coat, just like with your friends, like,
yeah.
Like, that's the dream.
It was really nice.
Oh, so cool.
But I'm disappointed about that because that coat being photographed, you know, you really can only do it once.
Yeah,
I know.
And I just wish someone from Portlandia wasn't rude to me at Sundance in 2019.
Oh my god!
I just wish they weren't rude to me in 2019.
I wish that too. So when did you start working on the movie? When did you shoot it? When's it coming out? What's happening?
Okay, well, did you ever go to Showgasm?
Yes.
Okay, so. Did you really?
I did, but I don't think I did when
10th
you
Avenue.
Hosted it.
Did you getting go to remember going to 10th Avenue?
Oh, I know you were there. Remember.
When I was going to Showgasm as a performer, it was like in the place like Mitra was hosting it, or like it
post,
was like
after post Showgasm, post John Showgasm hits different.
Me, very
hits
clear.
Different.
I would have loved to be.
I went
that
when
lineup.
You played the Showgirls video. I remember.
Really?
And it was so amazing.
Oh my god, that was so long ago.
So good.
Well, I used to host a variety show, and my like DJ / like. Sidekick was my friend Theta.
Yes.
Ham Sandwich at the time.
Oh my god.
And you know, she's one of my oldest friends, and she's a gigantic brain. You know, she's very, very smart. She's a real like ranter.
People love her podcast.
Yes. Nymphowars.
I have to listen to it.
Nymphowars is really, really genius. It's a different
the way people talk about it.
Yeah. You should start from the beginning.
Yeah.
And like it's very, very special. And it's like the thing that is very one of the things that's very special, besides both of them just being total geniuses, is like a lot of them are like these very ambitious like radio plays.
Yeah.
Oh my
like
God.
Theta is Orson Welles. It's yeah. really crazy.
And Macy is so funny.
Macy is a stone cold comedic genius.
Truly. Oh my God, I need
like
to
funnier
listen.
Than everyone we know. but I don't know. So Theta, yeah, Theta's the one of the two Nymphowars hosts. And anyway, but she made a movie. Like during COVID, she made a movie. Like she wrote a movie.
Amazing.
Gave it to me for my birthday. Like sent me an email with like a PDF attached. And I was like, it was
oh
so
God.
Beautiful.
That's heaven.
It was heaven. And like, you know, it just was like, it was very, it's very suited to my whole thing, mm-hmm. you know. And but it's so much more... It's Theta, so it's just like it's got this like very kind of ambitious, almost like screwball comedy like structure, but it's also very high minded and about some very dead serious themes that we will not be talking about on the pod.
Yeah.
But like, you know, she just like took what I tend to do comedically and put it in like a really rich, like thematically rich, very like beautiful movie. It's really cool.
I cannot wait to see.
It's the nicest thing you can do for a friend.
It really is.
Write them a lead in a feature.
And
to tell your friend you love them.
and the title's so good too.
It's such a good title, and it is actually a to get really into it. It's an Abu Ghraib reference.
Oh my God.
Which is why it's a good title. Wow. Because that's also a lot of what the movie's about.
Where was it? Like, so it played at Sundance.
It played at Sundance.
Is it coming out in theaters?
Sorry, I for some reason I just blacked out, and then I was like, I saw a window to do a joke, and I didn't. Okay, sorry.
No, it just didn't work.
It didn't work.
It just didn't work.
And that's okay. The point is, it went to Sundance, and now it's coming out in New York, April, I was supposed to say August, April 19th at IFC.
Oh, at the best.
And then it comes out in LA April 26th. And then the next week, it comes out at a lot of like smaller theaters across the country, theaters.
So cool.
It's really cool. And it's
when did you shoot it?
We shot it like fall of 2022, actually.
Wow.
It took a very, very long time to. Yeah.
Don't point out.
Have you ever done something that doesn't take.
I'm so sorry.
Have you ever done something that doesn't take like 17 years to come out?
No. I mean, podcasts is the only thing. No,
this will be 17 years. I know. I feel like I'll shoot something and then 45 years later, I'm like.
I know.
But that's just how it goes, I guess.
I know.
Okay, so.
But yes, but come see it. And there's lots of people you know and love.
Who's in
it? I can't wait.
Amy Zimmer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, when you see a tweet that, like, makes you laugh so hard that you have to share it later. Someone tweeted that it was like, I love a meowing cat. It's like, yeah, speak on it, bitch. It's like, people say the funniest things sometimes.
No.
They really do.
That's what being on TikTok is like. I'm laughing. No one's a comedian. Everyone's a genius.
Yeah.
They're so good. Yeah, and 6 hours later. But the other thing. Oh, God. Oh, I just. What I was going to say, which now makes no sense, is I just learned who Mr. Beast is.
I don't know who that is.
Biggest YouTuber in the world. I just read an article on him. Scary.
Biggest YouTuber.
Like, biggest YouTuber. And
what does he talk about?
I thought the biggest YouTubers were all like children unboxing toys.
Or like playing video games.
Yeah. It's kind of about that. Yeah. Now he makes so much money that he does like big like stunts where he like, I'm going to give this community $300,000 and films himself doing it.
Whoa.
Because he makes so much money like on his
like
ads.
Like Ty. Wait, who's the guy who hosted like Extreme Home?
Oh, yeah, Ty Sundell.
Yeah.
Of course I was attracted. But like, leave it in that I was attracted to Ty on Trading Spaces. Of course.
Oh my God.
Cutting wood.
Ty.
Cutting wood, of course. I remember they had a hot woman who also was sometimes the carpenter.
Oh yeah, like Genevieve or something.
Something like that.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Paige Davis, the host of Trading Spaces.
Without missing a beat, Paige Davis.
Celebrity crush. Oh my God, I don't really know. Like current celebrity crush?
I don't know. It's just a fun question. For me. Not for you.
No, there is someone. There's like some part of my brain. Well, who's yours?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know what? Well,
mine's like someone boring, probably.
It was Adam Driver, but now I'm over it.
Yeah.
And Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Oh,
we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
He'll do with the damn thing to me. I just think every now and then I'll like have a sex dream about someone, and then you wake up and you're like actually wounded that you can't have sex with them.
I know. You have sex dreams about celebrities?
I had a section about Jim Carrey that changed my life.
Really?
I mean, he's so sexy.
He's so hot.
I'm not attracted.
I would die.
Take that out. Not attracted. Leave it
okay,
in.
I have to actually share it. Last night I had a dream that I was in. This is kind of a recurring dream now that like that I'm going around town like with my pussy out, just like jerking off in public and coming in my sleep.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
You come in your sleep?
Yeah, but then I'm dry.
How? Oh, interesting.
It's like a dry dream.
How often do you in your sleep?
Yeah. Not often. But yeah. It's happened like throughout my life.
I wish that still happened to me.
I've never had a wet dream in my life.
In your life?
I think I was like, there was something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Never, like, obviously I've had sex dreams, like.
Obviously you've had sex.
I've never.
We know what it is. We don't know what it is.
I've never woken up and been like, oh my God, I've come in my sleep. I've never had that.
Yeah. I do think it's one of the great gifts from God.
It is Oikos yogurt coming in your sleep and.
The eclipse.
It is. So magical that it happens. It's like it is literally
crazy.
Like, I mean, it hasn't happened to me in years, to be clear. But it is like literally being possessed in your sleep. It's
my
crazy.
Favorite, Suspiria special is when you say that sometimes anal sex is so good that you forget it's just a hack. It's so funny. It's
Thank
so
you.
True.
It is true. It's crazy.
Okay, so you have the movie coming out. What else is going on? Are you dating anyone? What's going on?
No. I'm not.
Do you go on dates?
I was about to be like, that's a no-fly zone, but I'm literally just not. But no, stress positions, yes. Everyone gets
to see
it.
Go see,
seriously,
go see
I know that, like, you know, it's hard to interrupt like an absolutely popping off conversation with a promotional thing, but you actually have to see it.
Totally. No, I think it's so exciting.
Should we do a wrap up?
Oh, yes. Do you guys have a crush of the week?
My crush of the week would have to be
the guy who gay baited us.
That's your crush of the week. Yeah. Yes.
Do you know his name?
I do.
Okay. After.
But well, he was, we both kind of like, he was German.
Yeah. And he was looking at us.
No, he was absolutely looking at us.
Because we were talking to him.
Because I had a flag. And I was really good. This is a problem I have too with like looking. Like I have this experience constantly on sets where I'm acting in something and call me in for rehearsal and I'm like standing there and everyone in the crew is looking at me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh yeah, that's their job. They're literally trying to figure out the shot. But it's all these straight men being like,
it's so bad.
They're looking at your whole body because they're thinking about colors and light. But I'm like, oh my God.
They're so boys look so good though. They're doing that.
I have a disease lately where like someone will just have a normal human conversation with me. And I'm like, you need to go to slough. Like you have love addiction for me. And you need to go to slough because this isn't, even if I said yes, like this wouldn't be sustainable. Like with what you're feeling, it's going to take over your life. Like you need something else. I can't be your everything.
No, I haven't either. And that's why this was so shocking. It wasn't even ambiguous. I was actually like, I am finally being flirted with after 60 years of no flirtation.
Yeah.
And like I was so rocked. And well, like yes. I thought,
how do you know he's not bi?
Well, we don't actually really know, but we were told he was straight. We did the test.
Okay.
So we did
We sent the sample to a lab and they came back straight.
I took some.
I was shocked when he said he was straight. I was
so he said that to your face?
No. We did some research via Ruby McAllister.
Oh, shout out. Who's coming in later today?
That's right, at 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually felt so emotional because I drove by the theater where she's doing her show. I saw her name in lights and I was like,
that's where it should be.
I love that girl.
My crush of the week would have
Your friend just said, no, he's straight, is the end of the story.
Yeah, but it is a classic, like, I'm sorry, but it is a gay or European thing where I think it's also like he's English is not his first language. So I would think it was like, there's like a vulnerability to trying to speak English when he's like new in America.
Keep saying pussy.
There was like a kind of sweetness to everything he was saying. I think he was like,
God, that's fun.
But I interpreted that as like he is like cripplingly shy around me and like,
yeah, can't handle it.
Yeah, and then boom. And then also he was literally telling me that he like is like does
sucks
like. But he does like experimental, like good, like electric guitar, which I remember being like, that's absolutely so not gay.
Yeah, totally, like that couldn't be straighter.
But I was like, that's so hot that a gay guy does that.
Well, so you're pretty mask, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
My crush of the week would have to be, I don't know if I have one.
What is mine?
My friend Denny, who told me I should get the Four Promises.
What's that?
I thought it was the Four Agreements.
Four Agreements.
But interesting that you heard promise.
And interesting that I heard and then repeated promise. that means something to look at closely.
Oh, God.
So you guys mean crush very loosely.
Very.
Is what I'm getting.
Be looser.
Okay.
But when you do it,
couldn't
when you do looser. It every day, it's like you can't keep always saying people.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did say a person. But I guess I don't have
But you mean like.
I don't have a romantic crush.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You caught me. Yeah, I'm not. Can I risk it all for Denny? He's partnered. And I respect their relationship. His partner went to my rival high school.
That's hard.
Yeah.
that's awesome. That's pointed.
You know what I'm staying at the Silver Lake Pool and Inn.
Mm-hmm. My least favorite place in the world. Did I say that?
The one
times?
Thing I don't like about it is this is the opposite of a crush. The floors are like cold tile.
Doesn't
in the whole
it
room.
Feel like a rehab space?
Yeah, I wanted more like.
Yeah, I'm
but
glad
I don't.
See
I don't
me.
Dislike it. I slept very well. My crush of the week is my sleep that I got.
Mm.
I slept. It was so,
so
fun.
You mean
like
loosely. Yeah,
me exposing the identity.
Sometimes we do
no,
that.
No, because it was. So, you know what's so funny is when you're in LA and I'm on New York time, and so I have dinner. I get home at 9, immediately
boom,
asleep,
and then you're awake at 6.
And then I took a Xanax. I hadn't been sleeping. And then I slept till 9:55. But honestly, my crush, this conversation, I've been looking forward to this for so long.
Aww, me
heaven
too.
On earth.
I'm really actually scared of it being over.
I know.
Well, and do you, I know this is such a classic question, but like, are you so happy to live here or do you miss being in New York?
I miss New York so much.
Really? Do you think, why don't you move back?
I really miss New York. It's just such a hassle. I mean, I've got to figure it out.
But you'll get a place.
What?
You'll get a place there.
Thanks.
You have a beautiful home.
Thank you.
You know, my other real crush of the week is
Did you buy a home?
Yes.
That's so nice.
Yes. Very lucky.
And you have a room for watching TV that can only be described as like a nest spot.
Yes.
Like, do you think we'll be able to buy homes one day?
I cannot say.
At this time.
At this time. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think we podcast for 5 more years? We'll have $1. Oh, that's so exciting. That's so beautiful.
It's crazy.
Do you feel hot today?
Hot?
Yeah, physically.
Physically, yes, like in this
sexual
room, absolutely. Oh,
no, like
well,
sexually.
Interesting about this is a fun thing to talk about with your guest, Ruby. Yeah. It's because Ruby told me to put this on, the denim.
It looks great.
Because I was wearing something.
Oh, because we didn't get into what you wanted to talk about, which is the phenomenon of filming podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
I want to start
a campaign right here, right now to stop.
Yeah.
Doing the visual component.
Yeah.
I understand why it helps move the needle.
Yeah.
We have to resist that temptation. We have to get back to like the audio only. It is actually much better to listen to a podcast than to watch it.
Totally.
Period.
Totally.
It is. And I actually think that I'm behaving differently.
I think I've had several podcasts that I used. This, by the way, has been heaven. It's completely popped off. I want to be very clear.
Totally.
But I've experienced in this very studio podcasts that I used to love doing. And then suddenly they're filmed and a chill descends on the dynamic. No one knows what to do. Part of like what is fun about a podcast is you actually feel some semblance of privacy.
Yeah, because you're like
yeah, like, and, yeah, you're like
I am.
Yeah, me it just copying you completely. It's like this.
It does turn into almost like, okay, I'm on the Kelly Clarkson show. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's very, very much so.
Very much so.
A few months ago I was doing a show and I unintentionally, I said the phrase "now more than ever," famously the title. Someone in the audience goes, "John Early."
Wait, what show?
I was at my stand-up show.
Yeah, yeah.
No. And I accidentally said the phrase, which is your title of your show,
but it's frankly "now more than ever."
But someone goes, "John Early," and I was like. And then I was like, oh my God, I have to leave this. I was so embarrassed. I copied the title on stage. I was like, I have to leave the stage. I was like, this person had every right to say that. I gotta go. I was so embarrassed.
Did you feel that they were actually going, John Early? Or they were going, John Early.
Yeah, how was it? Did they do that?
No, it was a celebration of you.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, because I didn't realize I was doing it. But you know what I mean? It's so funny though.
But yeah, visually, but I think we really need to like push ourselves, all of our, in the podcasting
to
community.
To embrace audio.
Just go back to the audio.
Dance with the one that brought you audio.
Yeah, audio brought us.
Visual didn't bring me.
I just think I also think this is like hemorrhaging a certain kind of like we don't have like the kind of thoughtful long form like Dick Cavett conversations anymore. We have like highly pre-scripted like promotional late night television. So it's and this is like filling the need for that thing that used to be in culture of like the long form thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when we put it on visually on podcasts, and then like it takes the pressure off of TV to do long form thoughtful conversations.
And we have to keep that pressure on
TV. We have to keep that pressure.
Can I ask
that's called politics.
Stay in line.
What podcast do you enjoy?
I also think that when we started doing visual is when audiences hashtag turned on me.
That's funny because someone came up to me and said, Pat's warmer than I thought after watching.
I know.
They need to see the eyes. They need to see those lashes.
Can I ask what podcast?
Best lashes in the industry right here.
I know.
No.
Have I told you that before?
You know what? No.
You have the best lashes in the industry.
Thank you. You've notably not told me that. And there's been a couple pieces about it. What was I going to say?
I feel hot enough. My hair looked good from the wedding I went to, and that's all you need sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a legging. Who cares?
Ruby, so you have stuff to talk about with Ruby because I know that you were running real dry.
Yeah, yeah, but please.
But Ruby told me to wear, like, I was trying to wear something a little more, like, sexless. Because that's typically what I do. I go like
on the pod or in general.
In general, I go Presbyterian.
Sure. Yeah,
and if my jeans get more hot, like I like these jeans, like and then I'm like, well, I need to undercut it.
Yeah,
I like need to undercut it with something that's a little like sweet and modest. And she was like, "What are you doing?" She was like, "What?" Because I literally was like, "Well, I can't do too much." And then she like really pushed me to put this on.
Wow,
you look amazing today.
Thank you. But so I just, there has been, that has been in my mind is hotness.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
Someone, you know what's funny? When I was with Ruby, she was like, you need to go full snatched, like Vampira. Like she was like, own it. She's like, lean into it.
Fuck yeah.
Oh. Meanwhile, look at what I'm wearing right now.
I heard it. Tell me what I need to do. This is crazy.
Let's. You should ask Ruby to give you style makeover advice.
Yeah.
I don't mean that like a you need to makeover. Totally. But I would just be so curious to see what she would do.
Because I'm actually.
Because I look at you and I go, what? Where do we even begin?
Totally. And she won't get overwhelmed. I am in a place like stylistically where I'm like, I wonder what.
I'm always in crisis stylistically.
Really?
And
you always look cool.
That's so nice to hear, but I always...
Bless you. God bless you. May God rain his hand down on you and bless you.
I don't know what it is.
Completely deliberate. Like, I mean, whether you know it or not, absolutely conscious. What? The point is, I'm always in crisis stylistically, but I have a friend who is a genius, Kimmy, who listens to this podcast, by the way.
Wait,
she was so
really?
Excited. Yeah.
Do they care about us?
Yes. Yes, totally.
They come on?
You mean style? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Get in here. Are they stylists?
Yeah.
It's a
Kimmy.
Kimmy Auber.
What gender expression?
She is, in fact.
She's a she.
She's a she.
Okay, Kimmy, shout out. I'm just going. I'm going they every day now.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You can't lose. Yeah. They.
Me to the, like my brother and his wife. Like, so are you guys going to find out the gender expression?
Yeah.
Someone they'd me on Twitter recently when I was name searching. They were like, they're...
No, wow. Let's circle back.
I was like, what?
Circle back to that. The idea of anyone having one single bad word to say about you is insane to me.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious, though.
That's very
You're
sweet.
Perfect.
Hey, I'm not.
Trust me.
I'm very flawed.
Yeah.
I have scars.
Are you mad at me?
You kissed my scars. What was it? Scars. There's a good Taylor there.
Right? Yeah, I know which one.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Am I mad at you? Not at all.
Are you mad at me, John?
No. Okay. Do you always ask that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you mad at me? Because,
no. Oh, I remember this
think.
Now.
Let me think.
You need to take a page from Kimmy's book and listen to every episode of our podcast.
I'm really sorry.
You can learn a thing or two from
Kimmy.
But she's been really helping me just
ask her what I should wear.
Just basics, like jeans. And like, because
Where do you get your jeans?
These big
because John always is. I'm like still to this day haunted by. We went to dinner in the fall when famously,
no chocolate.
When famously the waiter said, when they were reading the dessert, we went on October 15th, and there was only fruit based options. And I said, do you have anything with a chocolate element?
Oh,
and they
yeah.
said, we all, Genevieve, that's our chef, only likes to do chocolate during the fall.
It was actually crazy. It was and I said, October.
John, if you think we haven't talked about this story seven times on this podcast, you're crazy.
I just
Genevieve said.
It
was October 15th.
Genevieve, that's our chef. Always do chocolate during the fall time. For one, even if it wasn't fall, it's like, Genevieve, like, figure it out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's such a crazy rule.
I had a chocolate pot of mousse.
But secondly, also during that dinner, John said, do you like seafood? And so I literally went on like a 12-minute dissertation about like my journey with seafood. I was like, I never liked it growing up. And then I had salmon and it was like so good. And then I was like, let me give this more of a chance. And so I have been more trying different fish and stuff. And
we're being ousted.
And John was doing a classic seafood.
I literally was waiting for 20 minutes with my mouth full of food. Okay.
All right, bye.
We're not mad. We love you.
Not mad at all.
Watch Stress Positions.
Go
stop
see
filming.
It in person.
Stop filming. And look at this.
Go see it in person.
Go see it in person because it makes a difference. It means things.
$40.
And it's nice to go out of your house. It's nice. Get off your phone.
Exactly.
Love.
All right, bye.
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 Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love.
If you just can't take a hit, we'll seek treatment.
With Kat
and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.